नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः विषयप्रवेशविभागे सप्तमः अन्तिमश्च पाठः, आगस्ट् मासस्य चतुर्विंशः दिनाङ्कः। हीनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः अध्ययनात् प्राक् अष्टाध्याय्याः ज्ञानमपेक्ष्यते, तदर्थमेव अयं प्रयासः। यत्र विषयप्रवेशे सूत्राध्ययनात् पूर्वं किं किं ज्ञातव्यम् इति किञ्चिदधीतम्। आदौ संज्ञासूत्राणि अधीतानि, ततः कानिचन परिभाषासूत्राणि। अद्य एताः संज्ञाः परिभाषाश्च उपयुज्य कथं सूत्रार्थः ज्ञायते इति किञ्चित् पश्यामः। ततः पूर्वं गतवर्गस्य ऐ होप् गिव् इनफ् टैम् टु वर्क् औट् द एक्ससैजस्। एतेषु स्थानीकः आदेशः कः, आदेशस्य स्थानं किम् इति निर्णयः कर्तव्यः। यथा अस्तेर्भूः, अस्तेः इति षष्ठी विभक्तिः अतः स्थानी, भूः इति प्रथमा विभक्तिः अतः आदेशः, अस् इति धातोः स्थाने भू इति, अनेकाल्चित् सर्वस्य अनेकाल्त्वात् सर्वादेशः। वालण्टियर्स्, हरिनारायण महोदय।
हनो उदलिङि इति अर्धधातुके इति अनुवृत्तिः, हनोः इति स्थानी भवति, तदेव
हनः
हनः इति तत्र क्षम्यताम्। अनन्तरं वद इति आदेशः,
आम्
लिङि इति सप्तमी भवति, अतः
कीदृशः आदेशः, कस्य अन्त्यस्य वा पूर्व आदेः वा सर्वस्य वा आदेशः?
सर्वस्य।
कथम्?
अन्यत् किमपि नास्ति तत्र,
न हन् इत्यत्र नकार केवलस्य नकारस्य स्थाने अपि आदेशः भवितुमर्हति। अलवन्त्यस्य इति सूत्रं किल, षष्ठी निर्दिष्टस्य अन्त्यस्य अलः आदेशः स्यात्। बै डिफाल्ट् इट् इस् द लास्ट् लेटर् दट् द आदेश विल् रिप्लेस्। अत्र अनेकाल्त्वात् सर्वादेशः, वध वकार अकार धकार अकाराः आदेशे अनेकाल्, सो बिकास् इट् इस् अनेकाल् अनेकाल्चित् सर्वस्य इत्यनेन सर्वादेशः। सो क्लियर्, बिकास् इट् इस् ऐ मीन् बै डिफाल्ट् वी से अलोन्त्यस्य इत्येव सूत्रं भवति, तस्य अपवादतया अन्यानि सूत्राणि आदेः परस्य अनेकाल्चित् सर्वस्य णिच्च। अत्र अनेकाल्त्वात् अयं सर्वादेशः। हा अग्रिमम्,
वचिसोऽपि यजादीनां किति, वचिसोऽपि यजादीनां इति सप्तमी षष्टि बहुवचनं, किति इति सप्तमी, अतः स्थाने भवति वच् स्व यज् इत्यादि
इत्यादीनां स्थाने।
विकित् इति भवति खलु,
ककारः इति, थक्त प्रत्यये ककारः इति,
तत्र ते संप्रसारणम् इति संज्ञा प्राप्नोति.
कस्य संप्रसारणम् इति कस्य संज्ञा? इग्यणः संप्रसारणम्. यणः स्थाने यः इक् तस्य संप्रसारणम् इति संज्ञा अस्ति. So if a yan is replaced by ik, then we call it samprasarana. Right? So samprasarana is the adesha. So if you have swap, which is the yan letter here? Swap ityatra yan varnah kaha? वकारः. वकारस्य स्थाने इक् इ उ ऋ ल, तत्र उकारः औष्ठस्थानसाम्यात् उकारः भवति. स व वकारः अस्ति, वकारस्य स्थाने उकारः. सुप् सुप्तः इति भवति आदेशः. धन्यवादाः. नितीशचन्द्र.
I have a doubt.
Yes.
In the previous question.
Yeah.
In swap plus ta, it is su plus v plus a plus p.
Yeah.
Vakara, vakara karasya akarasya kimbhavati.
Samprasaranacha itjanena purvarupam bhavati. Yatra yatra samprasaranam. Tatra tasmat parasya chaha purvarupam. I mean the samprasarana letter will remain always. Otherwise it will always be the reverse. If you do su plus a, it will come back to sva by yan, because samprasarana is the reverse process of yan. So the ach which follows will always be, I mean, merged into the samprasarana by purvarupa. So it will be supta. Yeah.
Rutaha, rutaha sthane, nasingaso pare, nasingaso akara, akara pare, rutaha sthane utsyat. Ye, so, ekadesh sandhi.
Ekadesh.
Ekadesh sandhi.
So both the rukara and the akara are replaced by? Is it only U?
So, yes. Uttakara kittasthi.
Uran raparaha. Yatra rikarasya sthane an adesha vidhiyate, tatra saha raparaha bhavati. Ataha ur iti adeshaha. Matur s.
Alunkyasya and adeshparasya. Dvayorapi.
No, I mean it stays clearly. Ekaha purva parayohu. Purva parayohu miritva ekaha. Sthani eva purvaha parascha sthani tvena nirdishtav. Ataha ubhayohu bhavati.
Okay.
Ha.
Ami purvaha. Akaha sthane. Ami. पूर्व रूपम एकादेश स्यात्. सो हरि प्लस सम इकार अकारयो स्थाने इकार है एकादेश स्यात्.
हरि. अस्तु, धन्यवाद. नीलेश.
हसी चर. अतः रोहो उत् रोहो इति षष्ठी, अतः रकारस्य स्थाने गच्छति शब्दस्य ग इति हश् अस्ति, अतः हश् परे अलोन्त्यस्य सूत्रेण उकारः आगच्छति, अतः राम ऊ गच्छति. तथा चोहो कुः पदस्य अन्ते च, अत्र भिषज् मध्ये ज इति च वर्गस्थ वर्णः, तत्पश्चात् भ्याम् इति भ, स्थानीन्तरतम इति कारणात् ज जो वर्णस्य गो वर्णः भवति अलोन्तस्य सूत्रेण भिषग्भ्याम् इति भवति.
चोः इति षष्ठी, अतः चवर्गस्य इत्यर्थः. चवर्गस्य स्थाने कवर्गः विधीयते. तत्र चवर्गतृतीयस्य कवर्गतृतीयः, जकारस्य स्थाने गकारः. पदस्य अन्ते इति निमित्तं, पदस्य अन्ते विद्यमानस्य चवर्गस्य कवर्गः आदेशः. धन्यवादः.
अन्यदि प्रश्नः अस्ति, अत्र ऋत उत् मध्ये मिच्च सूत्रं किमर्थं नागच्छति?
मिच्च इति किमर्थम् आगच्छेत्?
मध्ये न इत् अस्ति खलु,
यत्र आदेशः ङिदस्ति तत्रैव ङिच्च इत्यस्य प्रवृत्तिः किल. आदेशः यत्र ङित् भवति तत्र रविचन्द्रन् जी, यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन.
इट शुड बी गेट रात्सस्य एंड मातुर, देन ओनली विल गेट करावसने मातुर, राइट?
Yeah, the sakara will go. That is the next step. I mean, once you get matur s, so ratsasya sakara se lopaha rephasya visargaha matuhu. Yeah. So Priya.
Namaste. Ishugami yamam chaha. तत्र शिति सप्तमी विभक्ति, अतः शिति परे तत्र शकारः इति भवति. इषु गमि यमाम्, अत्र इषु गम यम स्थानिनः, तेषां सः आदेशः छ आदेशः
शकारः
सः प्रथमा विभक्ति चकारः. अलोन्त्यस्य इति अन्तादेशः.
अलोन्त्यस्य एकाल् आदेशः, छ् चकार एव आदेशः, अतः अन्त्यस्य भवति
अन्तादेशः. उदाहरणे गम् प्लस् आ, तत्र आ षित् अस्ति, शप्, अतः गम् गम् मध्ये मकारस्य छ आदेशः अलोन्त्यस्य.
तत्र एकः एव चकारः अनेन उच्यते, अनन्तरं तुगागमेन अन्यः आगच्छति, अतः गच्छति इति रूपम्. अस्तु, अग्रिमम्.
शीन् सार्वधातुके गुणः, सार्वधातुके परे यतः सार्वधातुके सप्तमी विभक्तवती, शीन् शीनः, अतः शीन् हानि गुणः प्रथमा विभक्तिः, अतः गुणः गुणादेशः. उदाहरणे शी यशी इकारस्य गुण एकारः, शे तत्र ते सार्वधातुकः,
शे स्थानेन्तरतमः इत्यनेन इकारस्य स्थानं तालु, एकारस्य कण्ठतालु, अतः एकारः इकारस्य आदेशः, सः एकाल् अतः अन्तादेशः अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अथवा अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्तादेश. धन्यवादः. पाल् टु ट्रै.
न्यसिंयोः स्यात् स्मिनो
मात् स्मिनो
सर्वज्ञान्यः वर्तते. सर्व प्लस न्यसि, न्यसिंयोः षष्ठी द्विवचन स्थाने स्यात् स्नोः स्न्यौ
स्मात् स्मिनौ
स्मात् स्मिनौ प्रथमा द्विवचन स्थाने अन्तमन्तरः.
Sorry, I didn't get the last.
Now,
how do you apply sthane antara tamaha here?
Oh, sorry. No. Yatha sankhya.
Yatha sankhya manadesha. Because nati ni. So smart smin. Okay. So which does it replace? What does it replace?
Sarva nama is panchami. Sarva it becomes sarva. You see, becomes sarva smart.
Sarva smart. How? As in?
Smart. Sarva smart.
So it is again.
The, smart replaces. Nyasi.
Holy.
Yes.
Why?
Because. Anekal shit sarvasya.
Anekal. Since smart is anekal, anekal shit sarvasya itene na sarvadesha. Yes. Next.
Unso asun. Sarvanam. Mastani su ums plus au and au iti sarvanamastanam punsaha shasti ekavachanam sthani asun prathama ekavachanam ekavachanam adeshaha Sarvanamasthane Saptami Us plus Au
Pums plus Au
Pums plus Au and the Pums is replaced by Us
Holy
us.
Does it trip?
Yes.
Why?
Because Ekal Aneka Shit Sarvasya
Nitya. We have Nitya, which overrules Anekal Shit Sarvasya. Right?
Nitya.
So because of it, it replaces only...
Oh, okay.
It replaces only Sakara. So it becomes Pumas Au. So once we do some further operation, it becomes Pumam Sau later on. So because it is Nit, though it is anekal, because of nit, nitya ityanena antyasya sakarasya as iti adeshaha pumas au iti bhavati.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Divyan Sharma. Yes.
Bhutaha. Dhato. Dhato shasti ekavachanam avayo shasti. Rūtaha sthāni,
hit
ādeśaha, dhātvantasya, rūkārasya sthāne, rapara harasva ikārasya ādeśaha, haro antyasya urana tapara. K-ir-āti.
K-ir-āti, haa. Kīrati.
Jayaha. Matoha vaha anuvrtisya. Jayaha nimittaha. Matoha sthani. Vaha pradhama ekvachanam adeshaha. Jay pratyahar parnebhya parachya mataha adehe makarasya sthani. Makarasya adeshaha syat. Adehe parachya sutra.
Satya. Asthi. Uttamam. Suhrat. Suhrat Bhat. Suhrat Bhat. Uttama. Dhanyavada. Ravi Chandranji.
Jalam Jash Jashi. Jalam Shashti. Jash Adesha. Jashi. So, Jashi Saptami Nimitta. Lab plus Dha becomes Lab Dha. This is Ekar. So, alontasya.
And anyway, the sthani is ekal. So, where the sthani is ekal, we don't have the... Because the jhal replaced by this. So, we don't...
So, bha is replaced by the bha.
Bha is replaced by?
Bha. Labdha.
Bha. Bha is replaced by the alpa prana. Bha.
Alpa prana, yeah.
Because of... स्थाने अन्तरतम
स्थाने अन्तरतम जलम जश जशि सो जलम स्थाने जशि
सो भकार सो भकारस्य अन्तरतम जकार बकार क्षम्यता हाँ नेक्स्ट
सो थर्ड देन जयो हो अन्यतरस्याम पूर्व सवर्ण है सो जयो हो इस फिफ्थ जय पंचमी जय है इस फिफ्थ पंचमी हो अन्यतरस्याम हाह इस षष्ठी अन्यतरस्याम अव्ययम् सो जय परस्य हकारस्य स्थाने विकल्पेन पूर्व सवर्ण आदेश भवति सो वनिक् हसति आदे परस्य So it becomes vanik.
No, here vanik also it's the same. Haha, hakara is indicated as thani directly.
Thani.
So you don't require adeh parasya. I mean, so only where the thani is anekal, we require alontasya or anything. Where the thani is indicated directly as a single letter, you have to replace the whole of that letter. So you don't have a choice. Huh. So which is the adesha?
Khakara. Mahaprana and all the thing.
So it is because
is a special case of where ha is replaced by kha.
Yeah, so it is because of the bahya prayatna. So hakara is samvara nada ghosha.
Ghosha and khakara is the same.
And also Mahaprana. So, Samvara Nada Ghosha, you have Ga, Gha, Nga. Among them, if you have to choose again, it is Mahaprana. Hakarasya Mahaprana Swat. Mahaprana Ha, Ghakara Ha, Vanighasati.
Vanighasati. And that will be Vikalpena. Okay.
Yeah, so otherwise we'll have Vanighasati.
Hasati.
Anybody else? Last one left. I think Sri Valaji, did you raise a hand earlier?
I raised my hand earlier, but let me try this.
Okay, can you try it now? I mean, this is not much. How?
Shmadasmadhyam Naso Ash. Atra Nasaha iti thani as iti adeshaha asmad
asmad asityasti nasaha ash so nas has to be replaced by ash ash is akara Shitvat, Ashityatra Shakara Haite, Shitvat, Anekal Shit Sarvasya Itanena, Sarvasya Adeshaha, Asmat A Itibhavati.
Asmat A Itibhavati. Asmat A Itibhavati.
Asmat A Iti. Asyadashayam evam, Anantaram Anni Adeshaha Bhavanti. Kintatra Asmat Asu Ityasisthane A Iti Adeshaha.
Nasaha Iti Sashti Bhavati.
Satyam. Nasaha Iti Shashti. Nasaha Sthane Ash iti adeshah.
Anek ashit sarvasyati.
Shitvat sarvadeshah. Dhanyavada. So, just excuse me for 1 second, please. So the last paribhasha which I want to illustrate at this point is yena vidhi tadantasya, what we call the tadanta vidhi. So there are more paribhashas, okay, I mean, as there are more samyas, there are more paribhashas which we use on and off, but I think I have covered enough to start with back. So the tadanta vidhi, so another important kind of this, what we call yena vidhis tadantasya. Yena vidhihi tadantasya iti padatrayamasti. Yena ityanena visheshanam uchyate. Yena visheshyate kinchit iti. Yena vidhihi visheshanam tadantasya samyasyat. Swasya se rupasya. Swam rupam iti anuvritti asti. Swam rupam shabdasya shabda samyasyataha. Visheshanam tadantasya samyasyat. Swasya se rupasya iti sutrartha diyate. Kahartha iti vashyamaha. Yatra dve pade samanadhikarane bhavatah. When two words are expressed in the same vibhakti, so we call them, there exists a visheshana vishesha bhava between them. One of them qualifies the other. Both of them refer to the same object. Okay, when I say neelam kamalam, neela shabdena yaha padarthah uchyate, Sayeva Kamala Shabdena Api Uchyate. Ataha Samana Adhikarano. Both of them indicate the same object. So when this is the case, we call one of them as the Visheshana, the qualifier, and the other as Visheshya, qualified. Sedani Vyatra Sutreshu Visheshana Visheshyam Havaha Drishyate Tatra Kathamarthaha Tivashyamaha Achoiniti Iti Sutramasti Ataha Iti Shashti Niti Iti Saptami Vriddhihi iti anuvartate, prathama vibhaktau. Angasya iti adhikaraha, shashti vibhaktau. So as we can see, there are two words in shashti vibhakti. Achaha iti asti, angasya iti asti. Angasya angam adhitam, yasmat pratyaya vidhis tadadi pratyayangam iti angasamya. Achaha swarasya, ubhayohu katham anvayaha iti prashne. Achaha iti visheshanam, angasya iti visheshyam. Tatra visheshanam tadantasya samnyasyat. Achaha iti ajantasya angasya. So an anga which ends in ach. Taha katham artha kriyate. Achaha iti visheshanam, angasya iti visheshyam. Ajantasya angasya vriddhihi syat initi pare. So we take achaha as the visheshana to anga. So we take tadanta vidhi. This is called tadanta. So ajantasya angasya vriddhihi syat. An anga ending in ach will get vriddhi when followed by nit or nit. Visheshanam tadantasya samnyasyat swasya cha rupasya. Yana kim bhavati yad ajantam yad angam asti tasya vriddhihi bhavati. Yatha bhu ityasti nyat pratyaha nit bhuya bhuiti ajantam bhakara ukaraha santi ukaraha ajantam angam tasya nyat iti niti pare vriddhihi bhavati bhauya antaram bhavya iti bhavati kevalaha ach asti chedapi ajantam is that which ends in ach. What if there is a single ach as the sthani, say e ityasti, yeah, kimapi, hypothetical sense, then even that ach will also get vriddhi. So visheshanam tadantasya samnyasyat swasya cha rupasya kevalaha ach asti chedapi karyam bhavati ajantasya api bhavati. So visheshanam tadantasya samnyasyat e rach ityasti ehe ach. Ehe iti panchami, ach iti prathama, dhatoho iti adhikaraha panchami vibhaktau, pratyayaha parascha ityaste. So they are adhikara. So ach is a pratyaya which will follow. Eshaha ach iti pratyayaha paraha bhavati ityarthaha. So ehe iti visheshanam, dhatoho iti visheshyam. तदा किम भवति एहे इति ई इत्यस्य षष्ठी विभक्ति. ओके, यथा हरि इत्यस्य हरेः तथा ई इत्यस्य एहे इकारः धातोः विशेष्यम्. सॉरी, इकारान्तस्य धातोः, इट इज नॉट एजन्तस्य धातोः, इकारान्तस्य धातोः परः अच् इति प्रत्ययः भवति. ओके, सिंस एहे इज ई, इकारस्य षष्ठी विभक्तौ एहे इति. सो इकारान्तस्य धातोः, इकारान्तात् धातोः परः, धातोः इस् पञ्चमी. सो इकारान्तात् धातोः परः अच् इति प्रत्ययः भवति इति सूत्रार्थः. तेन किं भवति, जी इति धातुः अस्ति, इकारान्तः धातुः, जी इत्यस्मात् अच् इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते. जी अ अनन्तरं गुणे पर अवादेशे अयादेशे कृते जयः इति भवति. केवलः इ इति धातुः अस्ति, इण् गतौ इत्यादयः इ इत्येव धातुः, तस्य तस्मादपि अच् प्रत्ययः भवति, अयः इति रूपं सिद्ध्यति. विशेषणं तदन्तस्य संज्ञा स्यात् स्वस्य च रूपस्य. अतः इकारान्ताद् धातोः अच् प्रत्ययः भवति, केवलः इकारः अस्ति चेत् तस्मादपि अच् इति प्रत्ययः भवति. विशेषणं तदन्तस्य संज्ञा स्यात्. So the most common case, there are a few exceptions to tadantavidhi and all, so we will not go into detail into those exceptions, but the general case, the most common case where we see tadantavidhi is where a letter is given as a visheshana. So if you say ataha, it means akarantat. If e is specified as a condition, we say ikarantat, etc. That's the general case. Okay. So there is also an exception to this, which is called the tadadi vidhihi. Just like we saw in adesha, alontyasya adeh parasya, that is almost the same here. So yasmin vidhihi tadadau algrahane, yasmin vidhihi nama yasmin pare kashtana vidhihi vidhiyate tatra tadadau uchyate algrahane. Again, when a letter, a single letter is given as a visheshana and is given in the parasaptami, तस्मिन् परे इति यस्मिन् विधिः उच्यते, तदादौ इन्स्टेड् आफ् तदन्त इट् बिकम्स् तदादि. यथा घुमास्थ कापा जहातिसां हलि इत्यस्ति, घुमास्थापा गापा जहातिसाम् इति षष्ठी बहुवचनम्, हली इति सप्तमी, ईत् इति प्रथमा, स एव आदेशः, आर्धधातुके इति सप्तमी, किङिति इत्यपि सप्तमी. सो देर् आर् त्री वर्ड्स् इन् सप्तमी. सो एन् आर्धधातुक विच् इस् किङित् कित् आर् ङित्, देर् इस् आल्सो हली एस् द विशेषण. सो हौ केन् यू रिलेट् इट् टु हली? So it says, ghumadinam haladau kingiti ardhadhatuke. So when followed by an ardhadhatuka which begins with a hal. So hali iti ardhadhatukasya visheshanam yasmin vidhihi. So when there is a nimitta given in saptami, yasmin vidhihi tadadau. So it will be for the tadadi. Haladau ardhadhatuke. And that ardhadhatuka is also kingit. Okay. सो घुमादीनां हलादौ किङिति अर्धधातुके ईत् भवति. सो बोत् तदन्तविधि एण्ड् तदाधिविधि आर् नाट् एक्सेप्शन्, ऐ मीन् इन् द सेम् केस् यू केन् फैण्ड् बोत्. से फार् एक्साम्पल् उपसर्गाधृतिधातौ इति किञ्चित् सूत्रमस्ति. उपसर्गात् इति पञ्चमी, ऋति इति सप्तमी, धातौ इति सप्तमी, आत् इति पञ्चमी, वृद्धिः इति प्रथमा. वृद्धिः आदेशः. आत् उपसर्गात् इति पदद्वयं पञ्चमी विभक्तौ अस्ति, ऋति धातौ इति पदद्वयं सप्तम्याम्. सो यत्र पञ्चमी तत्र तदन्तस्य, आत् इति अकारस्य पञ्चमी, अतः अवर्णान्ताद् उपसर्गात्. आत् इति विशेषणम्, उपसर्गाद् इति विशेष्यम्. सो वीडु तदन्तविधि, येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य, अवर्णान्तात् उपसर्गात्. ऋति इति सप्तमी, धातौ इत्यस्य विशेषणम्, ऋकारादौ धातौ परे. सो फार् अवर्णान्ताद् उपसर्गात् वि हाव् येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य तदन्तविधि, एण्ड् फार् ऋति धातौ वि हाव् तदादिविधि. सो अवर्णान्ताद् उपसर्गात् ऋकारादौ धातौ परे वृद्धिः स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः. kriya. So both this as in if the general rule, if it is saptami, if it is animitta in saptami, then it becomes tadadi vidhi. If either it is the sthani or it is the nimitta in panchami, then wherever there is visheshana vishesha bhava, we do tadanta vidhi. Okay, clear with these two, tadadi vidhi and tadanta vidhi? Any questions?
Somyaji, when you have a single letter, should we use the Adyanta or take a swing?
Sorry? Yeah, I mean, that is a this. So that is, I mean, ask whether we need Sasyate Rupasya or not. So even without it is because of Adyanta Vadekasmin, we do it. I mean, a single Achya is treated as Adyanta. But I mean, there is a difference on whether Sasyate Rupasya should come here or not. So even without it, an Achya can get. And the point is both Tasya Tadantasya Bhavati Etteva. Udaharanam Astiva. Kasya Udaharanam Apekshyate. Avaranantad upasarga trikaradav dhatav pare prarucchati ityasti pra iti avaranantah upasargah ruchyati ityatra dhatuh rukaradih dhatuh atah vriddhih bhavati vastutah gunah syat. When we have akara followed by rukara, it should have been guna. Ayam tu gunasya apavadah. Avaranantad upasargat rukaradav dhatav pare prarucchati prarchati iti adeshah. Ekadeshah, punah purva parayoho ekadeshah, akarasya rakarasya sthane vriddhihi akaraha uran raparaha ityanena raparaha ar prarthati iti udaharanam. Okay. So now, just a moment, I would like to quickly go through what we have covered so far. As I said, this will be the last section of the introductory thing. So let's quickly see what we covered through these classes. We have done 7 classes. So, kim kim adhitam iti adav pashyamaha. Adav samyaha. Samyaha sutram shadvidham. Samyashcha, samya paribhasha, vidhihi, niyamaha, atideshaha, adhikaraha. Tatra ado, samya paribhashascha, adhyetavyaha. Itaha, samya bhihi, paribhasha bhihi, eva sutrathaha gyayate. So, samyas are technical terms of vyakarana. So, we have studied these samyas. Vriddhihi, akara, ikara, ukara, nam vriddhiradaich. Adeng, gunaha, gunaha iti samya. Halonantaraha, sanyogaha. Ajvihi avyavahitaha halaha. So two consonants which come together without a vowel in between. Anunasikaha mukha nasika vachanaha mukha sahita nasikaya uchariyamanaha anunasikaha swaranam bhavati yavalanam tatha varga panchamaha anunasikaha. Samprasaranam ig yanaha samprasaranam yanaha sthane vidhiyamanaha ik. Yatha adyadrishtam svap ityatra vakarasya sthane ukaraha saha samprasaranam. Lopaha adarshanam lopaha prasaktasya adarshanam. Something was present is not seen is called lopa. Lukshlu lupaha pratyayasya lukshlu lupaha pratyayasya adarshanam. So pratyaya can be deleted by one of these terms. All of them just mean a deletion. So there is a difference. If it is deleted by shlu, there is a different karya. If deleted by look, there is a different karya, and so on. So t achontyadi t antimaha ach tasmat parani vyanjanani. So the last vowel followed by any consonants is t. Yatha manas iti sthite as ityasya t samya. Okay. So upadha alontyat purva upadha. Upanti mahavarnaha. The last but one, the penultimate letter is called upadha. Pratyaharaha, anach ityadayaha pratyaharaha api samyaha. So they are also treated as samya shabdas. Adirantyena saheta ityanena. Antyena ita sahitaha adihi. So when we join any letter with a letter having its samya, madhyaganam swasyata samyasya. So it becomes an abbreviation for everything that falls in between and of the first letter itself. And a, e, un. It says the an iti akara ikara ukaranam samyam. Hrasva dirgha plutaha. Ukaloj hrasva dirgha plutaha. So, ukalaha. So, that which is pronounced in the same time as pronouncing u is called hrasva. A vowel which is pronounced in the same time as pronouncing u is called dirgha. And in the same time as u is called pluta. So this is what we call the matra. So the time required for ukala, pronouncing u, is called one matra. So dirgha takes two matras and pluta takes three or in some cases more. So udatta anudatta swaritaha. So these are the three swaras. Ucchair udattaha, nichair anudattaha, samahara swaritaha. Apraktaha. Apraktaha ekal pratyaha. A pratyaya having a single al, a single letter is called aprakta. Laghu guru. Hraswam laghu. Hraswaswaraha laghutamyakaha. Sanyoge guru. Sanyoga parakaha hraswaswaraha. Hraswa when followed by a sanyoga is guru. Dirgham cha guru samyam syad. Angam. Very very important samya for tinganta. Yasmat pratyay vidhis tadadik pratyayengam. Yasmat pratyaha vidhiyate. So that on which you add a pratyaya is called anga in reference to that pratyaya. Also, anything that comes in between that prakriti and pratyaya will also be a part of the anga. So there is pat ti. You add ti pratyaya on pat. Pat iti angam. Tataha a iti pratyaya madhye yojyate. Pat a ti. Yani a iti pratyayam prati pat iti angam. Ti iti pratyayam prati patha a tadadi pratyayangam patha iti angam padam suptingantam padam subantam tingantam cha padam iti uchyate upasargaha upasargaha kriya yoge pradayaha. So the 22 forms pra para etc kriya yoge tesham upasargaha iti samnya bhavati gatihi ityapi samnya bhavati. They are called upasarga and gati. So the same, for the same particle you have two different samyas which are used in two different contexts. Savarnam. Tulyasya prayatnam savarnam. Esham uccharanasthanam abhyantara prayatnascha tulyam samanam bhavati tauvarnam parasparam savarna samyakau bhavataha. So ruluvarnayoho mitha savarnyam vachyam. Rukara lukarayorapi vartikena savarnyam vithiyate. So yatra savarna samya anudit savarnasya chapratyaha ityanena anna avidhiyamanaha anna savarnan grinhati. So the an letters from a till lan. Okay, so they take their savarnas along with them. Taparaha tatkalasya yadi taparatvam asti tarhi tatkalanam eva savarnanam grahanam. So then we saw the it iti samya. It samya prakaranam purnataha adhitam. Upadeshe ajanunasika it. Upadeshe anunasikaha chir it samya kaha bhavati. Halantyam. Upadeshe antyasya halaha api it samya bhavati. Na vibhaktau tusmaha. Vibhakti pratyayeshu tavarga sakara makarevhyaha bhinnaha antyaha halvarnaha it samya kaha bhavati. Adir nitudavaha. Adau vidyamanaha nitudu. Iti varna samudayaha ittamyakaha bhavanti. So upadeshaya janonasikaita and halantyam apply generally everywhere. For adhatu, pratyaya, adesha, agama, everywhere. Adinyatudavaha is found specifically in the dhatus. The last three are only for the pratyayas. Shaha pratyayasya. Pratyayasya adho vidyamanasya shakarasya. Tatha chutu प्रत्ययस्य आदौ विद्यमानानां चवर्ग टवर्गाक्षराणां इत्संज्ञा भवति. ल श कु अतद्धिते तद्धितभिन्न प्रत्यये आदौ विद्यमानानां लकार शकार कवर्गाणां इत्संज्ञा भवति. So these are all the samnyas which we have studied so far. So there will be more samnyas as we go through which are specific for the kriyapadas. But these samnyas are generally useful in most of the cases. Okay. So then, sthana prayatnaha api adhitaha. Tatyekam a iti ekaswaraha. तस्य ह्रस्वः दीर्घः प्लुतः इति त्रयः प्रभेदाः. तत्र प्रत्येकम् उदात्तः अनुदात्तः स्वरितः इति त्रयः प्रभेदाः. तत्र पुनः प्रत्येकम् अनुनासिकः अननुनासिकः इति प्रभेदद्वयम्. सो 3 × 3 × 2 सो आहत्य 18 प्रभेदाः अकारस्य. अकार इस् आफ् 18 कैण्ड्स्. एवम् इ उ ऋ लवर्णस्य 12 तस्य दीर्घाभावात्. सो लु डज नॉट हैव दीर्घ सो यू सब्ट्रैक्ट 6 ऑफ दीर्घ सो देयर इज 6 प्लस 6 इज 12. एचामपि 12 तेषां ह्रस्वाभावात्. ए ओ ऐ औ एतेषां ह्रस्वः नास्ति इत्यतः दीर्घस्य 6 प्लुतस्य 6 12 प्रभेदाः. सो दीज आर द क्लासिफिकेशन ऑफ स्वरास. स्थानः प्रयत्नः. Okay, so there are a couple of questions before I do this. Are Hraswa Dirgha interchangeable with Laghu Guru? No, they are not. Hraswa can be Laghu, it can be Guru. So if it is just Hraswa, it can be, it will be Laghu. But if followed by Sanyoga, it will be Guru. Hraswa ha, Laghu api bhavitum arhati, Guru api bhavitum arhati. तथैव गुरु इत्येतद् यदस्ति तत् ह्रस्वः अपि भवितुम् अर्हति दीर्घः अपि. सो गुरुवर्ण केन् बि ह्रस्व आर् दीर्घ. ह्रस्व केन् बि लघु आर् गुरु. सो यु केनाट् यूस् इट् इण्टर्चेञ्जबलि. दीर्घ इस् आल्वेस् गुरु. सो देर् इस् अ 1-to-1 ओन्ली बिट्वीन् दीर्घ एण्ड् गुरु बट् नाट् बिट्वीन् ह्रस्व दीर्घ आर् लघु गुरु. सो यु केनाट् यूस् गुरु फार् दीर्घ नार् यूस् लघु फार् ह्रस्व आर् एनिथिङ्ग्. दे आर् नाट् इण्टर्चेञ्जबल्. So there is one more. What is the difference between Sanyoga and Samhita? Parasannikarsha Samhita. Samhita is just the closeness of letters. It can be between any letters, not necessarily hal. I mean two swaras, if pronounced close together, there is Samhita. Two Vyanjanas or a swara and a Vyanjana. It just refers to a situation where there are two letters being pronounced close together. Okay. Whereas Sanyoga is a samnya specific to the letters themselves, two consonants which do not have a vyas ach in between are called Sanyoga. So Sanyoga is a samnya specifically for the letters, the hal letters. Samhita is just refers to a situation where any two letters are pronounced close to each other. Okay. So there's a request, can I share these files? Oh yes, definitely. I mean, these are for that file. All these condensed files are what I call the handouts. So I'll put them in the first section, useful files for the course. So all these files will be uploaded there. Okay. Any other questions so far? स्थानाः प्रयत्नाः अपि अधीताः. सो अगेन् वेर् एवर् मोस्ट्ली इन् सन्धीस् वि रिक्वैर् दीस् आल्सो वेन् वि आर् डूयिङ्ग् गुणावृद्धि सर्वत्र स्थानस्य प्रयत्नस्य ज्ञानम् अपेक्षितं भवति. अ कु कवर्ग ह विसर्जनीयानां कण्ठः. इ चु यशानां तालु. ऋ टु रषाणां मूर्धा. ल तु लसानां दन्ताः. उ पु उपध्मानीयानाम् ओष्ठौ. न्यमगणनानां नासिका च. ओके, सो वर्गपञ्चमाः आल्सो हाव् द नासिका. एदैतोः कण्ठतालु. ओदौतोः कण्ठोष्ठं. वकारस्य दन्तोष्ठं. जिह्वामूलीयस्य जिह्वामूलं. నాసికా అనుస్వారస్య. సో అనుస్వారస్య కేవల నాసికా స్థానం, వర్గ పంచమాణం స్థానేన సహా నాసికా స్థానం. ఇది స్థానాన్ని వర్ణోత్పత్తి స్థానాన్ని తతః ప్రత్యేకం వర్ణస్య ప్రయత్నాః పిసంతి ఆభ్యంతర ప్రయత్నాః స్పృష్ట ఈషత్ స్పృష్ట ఈషద్ వివృత వివృత సంవృత వస్తుతః పంచ ఆభ్యంతర ప్రయత్నాః కింటు ప్రక్రియా దశాయాం చత్వారః ఏవ ఉపయుజ్యంతే ఇత్యతః అత్ర చత్వారః ఏవ నిర్దిష్టాః. ఓకే, సో ద ఫిఫ్త్ ప్రయత్న ఇస్ నాట్ రిలెవెంట్ టు ప్రక్రియ. So I have not indicated them here. So vargiya vyanjananam sprushtaha prayatnaha, antasthanam yara lava ishat sprushtaha, ushmanam shashasaha ishat vivrutaha, acham swaranam vivrutaha prayatnaha, abhyantara prayatnaha. So savarna samnyayam yayoha varnayoha sthanam abhyantara prayatnascha samanam bhavati tesham parasparam savarnyam. Vahya prayatnaha ఏకాదశ, తత్ర సంవారః నాదః ఘోషః ఇతి ఏకః గణః, వివారః శ్వాసః అఘోషః ఇతి అపరః. హష్ వర్ణానాం వర్గాణాం తృతీయ చతుర్థ పంచమః హయవరల ఏతేషాం సంవారః నాదః ఘోషః ప్రయత్న. ఖర్ వర్ణానాం వివారః శ్వాసః అఘోషః. స్వల్పప్రాణాః వర్గాణం ప్రథమ తృతీయ పంచమాః యర లవ ఏతే అల్పప్రాణాః, వర్గాణం ద్వితీయ చతుర్థౌ శశ్వాసాః ఏతే మహాప్రాణాః. సో దిస్ వాజ్ అబౌట్ ద స్థానాస్ అండ్ ప్రయత్నస్. సో ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ ద వర్ణమాల, సో వర్ణాః, సో దేర్ ఆర్ స్వరాః ద్వావింశతిః స్వరాః, పంచ హ్రస్వాః అ ఇ ఉ ఋ ల్, సో దీర్ఘాః ఆ ఇ ఉ ఋ ఎ ఐ ఓ ఔ, అష్టౌ దీర్ఘాః లకారస్య దీర్ఘః నాస్తి ఎ ఐ ఓ ఔ ఏతేషాం హ్రస్వః నాస్తి, ప్లుతాః తు సర్వేషాం భవంతి అ ఇ ఉ ఋ ల్ ఎ ఓ ఐ ఔ సర్వేషామపి ప్లుతాః. సో ఏకమాత్రో భవేద్ధ్రస్వః, ద్విమాత్రో దీర్ఘ ఉచ్యతే, త్రిమాత్రస్తు ప్లుతో జ్ఞేయః, వ్యంజనం తు అర్ధమాత్రకం. సో అయోగవాహాః దోస్ విచ్ వి డు నాట్ ఫైండ్ ఇన్ ద మహేశ్వర సూత్రస్ దే ఆర్ ఫోర్, అనుస్వారః విసర్గః అతఃపరః. సో బోత్ అనుస్వార అండ్ విసర్గ ఆర్ ఫౌండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ అన్ అచ్. ఓకే, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి అమ్ ఇమ్ ఉమ్, ఆఫ్టర్ ఎనీ అచ్ యు క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ అనుస్వార, వి క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ విసర్గ. జిహ్వామూలీయః కకార ఖకారాభ్యాం పూర్వం అర్ధ విసర్గ సదృశః అంతఃకరణం ఇతి ఏషః జిహ్వామూలీయః, ఏవం పప పఫాభ్యాం ప్రాక్ అర్ధ విసర్గ సదృశః. సో బిఫోర్ ప ఆర్ ఫ ఇఫ్ యు హావ్ అ విసర్గ ఇట్ ఇస్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఉపధ్మానీయ తపః ఫలం. సో దీస్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ అయోగవాహస్, so which are not found in the Maheshwara Sutra, but they are considered under both Ach and Hal, Ach and Shar. Okay. So Vyanjanam, Anvag Bhavati, that which is associated with the Swara, is a Vyanjana. Tatra Vargiya Vyanjanani Panchavimshatihi, Kakarat Makara Paryantam. Avargiya Vyanjanani Ashtau, Yaralava Shashasaha, Vedeshweva Lakaraha Drishyate, కింటు మహేశ్వర సూత్రేషు నాస్తి. తత్ర మృదు కర్కష యథా హష్ ఖర్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద బాహ్య ప్రయత్న. సంవారః నాదః ఘోషః ఇత్యేతేషాం మృదు వ్యంజనాని ఇతి నామ. వివారః శ్వాసః అఘోషః ఏతే కర్కష వ్యంజనాని. తథైవ అల్పప్రాణాః మహాప్రాణాః ఇతి వ్యంజనేషు అంతర్భేదాః. సో దేర్ ఆల్సో సర్టన్ లెటర్స్ కాల్డ్ యమాస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఫౌండ్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద వేదస్. So it's not, it's only in the Vedic usage. So in the Yama, it is the symbol, I mean, I could not type it. So whereas Asik and Ni, so in between the Kakara and Nakara, there is one Kakara. So the middle Kakara, there are two Kakaras here. The middle one is the Anunasika, that is the Yama. Okay, so not the first one. So the second one, So everywhere, wherever the Vargiya Vyanjanas are followed by an Anunasika, so in between the two there is a Yama, which resembles the previous letter but happens to be an Anunasika. So yes, okay. So etaha samnyaha varnanam sthana prayatnascha adhitaha adhuna paribhashaha. So adau vibhaktyarthaha adhitaha prathama vibhaktihi karyam bodhayati adeshaha agamaha lopaha pratyaha iti chaturvidhani karyani sambhavanti. Adeshaha, substitution or replacement. Agamaha, addition. Lopaha, similar to deletion. It is not actually deletion. We call it with special term called elision. But, well, it is what is not seen. So, pratyaya as a suffix specifically. So, etesham sarvesham karyanam prathama vibhakto nirdeshah bhavati. Yatra sutre prathama vibhakti upayujyate tatra karyam bodhayati. Shashti vibhakti. So, sthana shashti. Karyi athava sthani. So that which we operate upon. So karya is the operation. So that in which place we perform it is called the karyi or the sthani. Shashti sthane yoga iti sutram. Anirdharita sambandha vishesha shashti. So shashti will indicate the sthana sambandha. Yatha iko yanati ikaha sthane yan iti adeshaha. Aat uttamasya uttama purushasya aat iti agamaha. Tasya lopaha tasya itaha lopaha. So all karyas will have a specified sthani or a karyi. Where do we perform the operation? So shashti does not always indicate sthana shashti. Avayava shashti api bhavitum arhati yatha udupadhaya gohaha. Gohaha upadhayaha ut. Upadhayaha iti sthanam. Upadhayaha sthane ud iti adeshaha. Gohaha avayavasya upadhayaha. So an upadha which is part of gohaha. So from context we can usually know which is avayava shashti, which is sthana shashti, etc. Okay. So saptami tasmin iti nirdishte purvasya. Parasaptami paranimittam. So nimittam karyinaha param. The nimitta which occurs after the karyi is indicated by saptami vibhakti. Ikaha yan achi. Achi pare ikaha yan adeshaha. So saptami is also of other kinds, like say vishaya saptami, samhitayam. So where samhita exists. Vartamane, vartamanarthe sati, when there is the meaning of vartamana kala. So these are not para, I mean, you know, they are not physical entities or, you know, which can be para. So again, from context, you will know which saptami. So there is also an upapada saptami, which is used in the specific case of krut pratyayas. So generally, saptami is usually para saptami or vishaya saptami. There is a question, is avayava shashti same as sambandha shashti? Yeah, generally sambandha shashti, shashti is always in case of sambandha. Okay. So sambandha shashti just means that the shashti indicates sambandha. Which sambandha? Sthana is also sambandha, avayava is also sambandha. So sambandha shashti can be either. Okay. So sthana shashti is also sambandha, it indicates the sthana sambandha. Whereas avayava shashti indicates the avayava sambandha. But there might be cases where avayava shashti in vyakarana is referred to as sambandha shashti. Because sthana shashti is specific to vyakarana, the other can be referred to as sambandha shashti. But technically, sambandha shashti is a general term, whereas sthana shashti and avayava shashti are specific. Okay. So, panchami vibhakti, tasmat iti uttarasya. Purvam nimittam bodhayati. So it indicates where the nimitta comes before the kari. Okay. So hu jhal vyaha herdhihi. So hu jhal is the nimitta. So the he is the shashti, gets dhi as the adesha. Okay. Ubhaya nirdeshe panchami nirdesho baliyan. If we see both saptami and panchami, So Panchami is Baliyan. That is, Panchami is treated as Panchami. Shashti is treated as, sorry, Saptami is treated as Shashti. Das Sidhut. Dat Parasya Sasya. Ityadi. So then we have Agamaha. Agamaha Trividhaha. Tit, Kit, Mit. Okay. So Tit Adehe Bhavati. Kit Antyasya Bhavati. Mit Antyad Ataha Paraha Bhavati. Adyantau Takitau Midachontyat Paraha. Adeshaha, Adesha Nirnaye Paribhashatrayam, Yatha Sankhyam Anudesha Samanam, Yatra Samasankhya Vartate, Tatra Yatha Sankhyam. So respectively, we choose the Adesha. So if that is not the case, Sthane Antaratamaha, we look for relation, either the Sthana Sambandha or Prayatna Sambandha between letters. I mean, Prayatna Sadrishya, Sthana Sadrishya or Prayatna Sadrishya, similarity in Sthana or Prayatna. Uran raparaha, yatra rukarasya sthane anna vidhiyate, saha raparaha, ar, ar, ir, ityadi. Evameva, lukarasya sthane te, laparaha, al, il, ityadi. Adesha sthana niranayasya paribhashaha api adhitaha, nit antyasya, anekalshit sarvasya, parasya adehe alaha, Sheshaha antyasya laha. So this is the order in which it has to be remembered. Nit is always first. If it is nit, antyasya adeshaha. Anekal shit, sarvasya adeshaha. Parasya yadi adeshaha, tarhi adeha alaha. The first, for the first letter. The rest, if it is none of these, antyasya laha. Then it is an adesha for the last letter. Okay? So the sutras we saw just last class. Alontyasya, Nitya, Adehparasya, Anekalshit, Sarvasya. Tadanta vidhihi, Adhyadhitaha, Yena vidhis tadantasya, Visheshanam, Tadantasya samyabhavati, Yasmin vidhis tadadau, Yadi saptami nirdishtasya visheshanam, Tarhi tadadau. So if it is an al, it will be tadadau. Instead of tadanta, it will be tadadi. Okay. So we studied the sutras, I mean the samyas and the paribhashas. So using these, we have to determine a sutra artha. Sutrasya arthaha katham nyayate. So if we are studying the Kashika or the Siddhanta Kaumudi, we directly look at the sutra artha, whatever is given, the ready-made sutra artha, and then we apply it without even thinking how the sutra artha was derived. Okay, but that need not be the case. In most of the cases, Ashtadhyayi itself is very explicit. If we understand the samyas and paribhashas well and apply it, in most of the cases you can derive the sutra. There are always special things which are to be known through vyakhyana. Vyakhyana to vishesha pratipattihi bhavatyeva. Tathapi bahushu, by following the proper process, you can understand any sutra of Ashtadhyayi by itself. Okay. So the first thing we do in understanding any sutra is padachedaha. Sutre kani padani santi. Anuvrittihi adhikaraha. So we have seen these both, anuvritti and adhikara. Right? Adhikara is a long range heading. Okay. Yatra ekam sutram bahushu agrima sutreshu anvayam prapnoti saha adhikaratvena diyate yatha pratyayaha ityuktva trishu adhyayeshu paninihi pratyayan nirdishati angasya ityuktva panchasu padeshu angasya karyani nirdishati. Okay, so adhikara is like a heading. Anuvrittihi yatra ekasmat sutrat agrima sutreshu ekam padam anuvartate. Okay, so there is not much difference between anuvritti and adhikara. It is just the range. And adhikara does not have any independent meaning of its own. Whereas anuvritti, it carries a meaning at the original place and also in the further places. So there are certain fine differences, but mostly it is the same. So you should know what words are coming into a sutra from earlier cases. So either the anuvritti or adhikara. Vibhakti nirnayaha. Kasya padasya ka vibhaktihi iti nirnayatavyam. Padarthaha. Samasaha asti chet. Kahartha, samya astijet kahartha, ityadi nirnetavyam, and then the sutrartha. Generally, if the among the words, the order of the vibhaktis is this. I mean, in converting the sutrartha, we know the vibhaktis. We generally arrange the words in 5, 7, 6, 1. Adho panchami, saptami shashti prathama iti kramaha prayena. I mean it might be changed, but mostly this is the, and then to understand the sutra completely we need an udaharana. Okay, so if we follow the process, most of the sutras of the Ashtadhyayi can be known from the Ashtadhyayi itself. Okay, the sutras, sutrartha. So before we do that, just a second. So this is a file which is a modified version of the file which I had uploaded earlier. Okay, so this will be uploaded this week. So that had just the paracheda, vibhaktis, etc. But without adhikara and anuvritti, it is impossible to understand Ashtadhyayi. Right? That is the reason where we have, I mean, the major difficulty with the krama of Siddhanta Kaumudi lies in the fact that the krama is not known. Pushpa Dikshita Mahodaya Vadati, kramaha pranam to paninehe. The order is the life of Ashtadhyayi. Okay, so without the order, it is impossible to understand the sutra. So why we require the order is to know how words travel along to further sutras, so which means the anuvritti and adhikara. So if you look at this file, so there is a file called adhikara. So I mean, I was just looking for an easier way of representing an adhikara. So the first few, okay, as you can see, there is an adhikara is marked by color. Okay, so anything which comes here, so till wherever, so there is an adhikara. Okay, so there are adhikaras within adhikaras, right? So adhikara is always, it's a class, so within a class you can have further subclasses and so on. For example, if you look at any sutra here, so Dhruvam Apaye Apadanam. Okay, so there are two adhikaras which precede over it. One is the Ekasamya Adhikara, Akadara Dekasamya, and the second is the Karaka Samya Adhikara. So Karaka Samya Adhikara starts from here, from Karake, and it goes on till Tatprayojako Hetushcha. So whichever, this whole color indicates the Karaka Samya. Okay, so then you immediately after it starts the Nipata Adhikara from here. So within Nipatas you have another Adhikara, Karma Pravachaniya. So if you look at the sutra within this, so there are three Adhikaras. Just by looking at the colors you will know how many Adhikaras. So if you navigate to the beginning of the color you will know which is the Adhikara. So Anurlakshane has the Karma Pravachaniya, Ekasamya Adhikara, Nipata Samya and Karma Pravachaniya Samya. All three adhikaras operate within here. Okay. So, I mean, you can see like in samasas, there are, together you can have six or seven adhikaras operating. It is possible. So, if you look at here, so there is Ekasamya Adhikara, it is an Avyayi Bhava, and Supsupa, Vibhasha, Samasa. So, all those adhikaras, so there is just a sutra like Apapari Bahirantavah Panchamya. So there is the adhikara samasaha. Okay, samasaha subantena saha panchamya subante panchamyantena subantena samasyante. So there is swahasupa samasa avyayi bhava, and that samasa is an avyayi bhava, and this samasa is vibhasha, optional. So all these adhikaras operate to derive the meaning of a single sutra. Okay, so this you might find helpful in deciding the adhikara. Because, I mean, if you just look at the Ashtadhyayi Patha, once you are more familiar with it, you will know very easily. Like, say, you don't need these colors to know that this is in the Samasa Adhikara. 2-1 and 2-2 is always Samasas. Similarly, 3, 4, 5 are always pratyayas. 6, 4 to 7, 4 is always angasya. Once you start working with ashtadhyayi, many of the major adhikaras will become very naturally. Okay. So, till then, you can make use of it. So, as you can see, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 adhikaras running here in this. Okay. So, which starts where, you will know which adhikara. Okay. So, that is for adhikaras. So, for anuvritti, so as you can see, so to tell these colors, colors in the document are not for, they don't indicate anything special. It is just to differentiate between two different prakaranas. Okay, so this is one prakarana, this is another prakarana. So it is just for differentiation of prakaranas within. Everything which is highlighted in either of these colors is what we will be using in Kriyapadas. And anything in one color will be one prakarana. Okay. So that is all it indicates. It does not make any other difference. Whereas the colors on the right hand column, they indicate the different adhikaras. Okay. So, and now coming to anuvritti, so you can see that there are things in bold. Okay. Anything which is in bold is an anuvritti. So that word is taken as anuvritti, and the extent of anuvritti is given by the number there. Okay. So this is how you will find if you have a ashtadhyayi hard copy. So there are quite a few editions which follow the same pattern. They give the anuvritti and they make in bold and they give the extent of anuvritti. Say for example, if you look at Niticha, okay. So Niticha just says Niticha. So you just go above and see which, this is 115. So you go above and see which are the words which go beyond 5. So there are two. So there is Iko Gunavriddhi and Na. So Iko Gunavriddhi Na Bhavataha. Niti Iko Gunavriddhi Na. So that is the Sutrartha. Okay. So wherever you go, say for example, there is Daticha which is 25. So you look at, generally anuvritti is not a very long range, so you just need to look at a few sutras. So you see that there are two which is coming till 25. One is Sankhya and Shat. So Dati, Shat Samya Bhavati, Sankhya Ityapi Samya Bhavati. Right? So knowing, with this file, hopefully you'll be able to find the adhikara and anuvritti of sutras easily. So once we have all the words, from adhikara, anuvritti and the sutra itself, we can decide the meaning of the sutra. Okay. So there is, she has a question, where there are two numbers. Okay. So there are two words here, idu there and pragrihyam. So the first word, idu there, is taken till 12, pragrihyam is taken till 19. Okay. So two numbers means two separate anuvrittis. Okay. So, and she, there is a question, where, what does the number within parenthesis, where is it? Can you see any example, where is the number within brackets? I have not put any. In a hard copy, the number within parenthesis, the bracket is generally, it's just a tool for memorizing the ashtadhyayi. For every 20 sutras they make, ashtadhyayi, if you are memorizing it, it is generally done as sets of 20 sutras. So every 20 sutras you have 1, 2, 3. The first 20 is marked as the first set, the second 20 as the second set and so on. And finally at the end of the pada you find a line which summarizes the pada. Say the first pada of the ashtadhyayi ends with vriddhi radyantava davyayi bhavaha pratyayasya luk panchadasha. Vriddhi is the beginning of the first 20, first set of 20. Adyantava dekasmin is the 21st. Avyayi bhavaha is the 41st. Pratyayasya luk shrulupaha is the 61st. And panchadasha, there are 15 after it. So the first pada has 75 sutras. And it gives clues. It is just for a clue for memorizing the sutras, remembering it. So if you are stuck somewhere in between, you can start from somewhere. It's very useful when you are memorizing the ashtadhyayi. So all padas are divided into these. The general standard is 20 sutras is one set. So the number will usually be after the 20th or the 40th or the 60th. So 1, 2, 3. It tells you how many sets are there. Okay. So if you have a hard copy of Dashtadhyayi, you can use it. So, or a soft copy, either way, that will work. Okay. So, I'll just show you a few examples. Let us apply these and see if it will work for our sutras. How to derive a sutra artha from this. So, Karmani Dvitiya, that is Sutra Masti. So, if you look at it, it is 2, 3, 2. Okay. So, if you navigate here, so 2, 3, 2 is Karmani Dvitiya. As you can see, Anabhita Adhikaraha. There is an Adhikara here, Anabhihite. And there is nothing which has come from the previous. So this is the second sutra of the Pada. So there is nothing earlier which comes. So there is just the Anibhihite is the Adhikara. So if you look at this, Padachedaha, the first step is to split the words. Karmani, it is Saptami. Dvitiya, it is Prathama Vibhakto Ekavachane. Adhikaraha, Anabhihite. There is no Anuvritti. So padartha kaha anabhihite na abhihite na ukte ityarthah anukte karmani dvitiya syat. So we use the seventh first and then the first. So there are only two vibhaktis here, 5, 7, 6, 1. So 7 and 1. So anukte karmani dvitiya syat. So karmani here is not parasaptami, it is vishaya. So karmani arthe, when karma is to be indicated, anukte karmani, so when it has not been indicated by something else, there is dvitiya. So, don't try to understand the entire sutra now, what is Anabhihite, but that is all. This is how we derive the meaning. If you know the Prakarana, this is Karmakaraka, you will understand the sutra pretty easily. That's all it says. Karmani Dvitiya. So, Karmakaraka is indicated by Dvitiya Vibhakti. So, let's see another example. Guptij Kidbhyas Sanu. Okay, 3, 1, 5. Guptij Kidbhyas Sanu. So there is the Adhikara, Pratyaya Adhikara, Pratyayasya Paratva Adhikaraha, Adyudattatva Adhikaraha. These three Adhikaras go hand in hand till the end of the fifth chapter. As you can see, Pratyaya, Parascha, Adyudattascha. Three sutras, so 5, 4, 1, 6, 3. All three Adhikaras extend till the end of the fifth chapter. So that's why I have marked them as a single Adhikara, though they are three separate sutras. Pratyaya, everything that is given here is a Pratyaya. Parascha, it is added after whatever is indicated. Anudatta, Adyudatta, and the Pratyaya is always Adyudatta. The first swara of the Pratyaya is Udatta. So, Padachedaha, Guptij Kidbhyaha, Panchami Vibhaktihi Bahuvachanam, San Prathama Vibhaktihi Ekavachanam, Adhikaraha, Pratyayaha, Paraha, Adyudattaha. So, Padartha kaha, Guptij Kidbhyaha, ityasti, Guptij Kit, iti Trayaha Dhatavaha, Etebhyaha, Adyudattaha, Adihi Udattaha, Yasyasaha, that in which the first is an Udatta. So, Sutrattaha kaha, Guptij Kidbhyaha, Paraha, Panchami Vibhakti, Tasmaditi Uttarasya. So, Guptij Kidbhyaha Paraha, Adyudattaha, San Pratyaha Syat. So, we have included everything. Five comes first and then one. Pranchami Vibhaktihi, Anantaram, Prathama Vibhaktihi. 5, 7, 6, 1. Okay. So, there is no Saptami, there is no Shashti. So, Guptij Kidbhyaha Paraha, Guptij Kidbhyaha Paraha, Adyudattaha, San Pratyaha. So, the Artha is nothing special from the Sutra. I mean, just the words you arrange and you get the meaning. So it just says, for Guptij and Kit, you add the sun, it is a Pratyaya, it comes after Guptij Kit, and it is Adyudatta. Spashtam, there is nothing else in the sutra. Right? Avyaya Dapsupaha, it is the 2, 4, 82. Okay. So, Avyayat, Panchami Vibhakti Ekavachanam, Apsupaha, iti Shashti Ekavachanam. sorry, 2482. Somewhere here. So, avyayad apsupaha. So, there is no adhikara. Right? You can see that there is no adhikara here. So, what is the anuvratti? This is 82. So, go up and see what comes till 82. So, this is pretty far. There is 84 here. So, uni look. Two words, 61 and 84. So, uni goes till 61. Look goes till 84. So, there is look. Okay. So, there is nothing else which is coming till 82. So, anuvrattihi, look. Avyayat, apsupaha, look. So, apsupaha means what? Apcha, supcha. So, ap is a pratyaya, sup is a pratyaya, samaharaha, tasya, ityarthaha. So, avyayat, parasya, tasmaditi uttarasya. Apaha, supascha. So, for the ap pratyaya and supratyaya, it is the sthani, shashti vibhakti, look syat, look is prathama. 5, 6, 1. So there is no saptami. 5, 6, 1. Avyayat parasya, apaha supascha, luk syat. So, following an avyaya, if we have ap or if we have sup pratyaya, it is deleted. Luk we know is pratyayasya lukshlurupaha. Pratyayasya adarshanam. Luk iti samya. Pratyayasya adarshanam. Luk samyaha. So the ap pratyaya or the sup pratyaya following avyaya is deleted. Clear? Vriddhirechi 6188. So there are two words. Vriddhihi iti prathama, echi iti saptami. Okay. So 6188 is Vriddhirechi. So there is a question, when does the pratyaya get look, shlu and lup? That is what? It can have look or shlu or lup. By avyayad apsupaha it is saying look. Look means adarshana. You don't choose a man. Question is, we don't choose between look, shlu and look. The sutra tells that there is look, or the sutra tells that there is shlu, or the sutra specifies that it is look. Okay. In all the cases, it is adarshana. We delete the pratyaya, but if we delete it through look, it leads to different consequences. If we delete it through loop, it leads to different consequences. That is what the three samyas are given, not for the same purpose. Say, if there is shlu, if we delete a pratyaya through shlu, we double the previous. Shlau ityanena dvitvam bhavati. Yadi lup, lupa lupyate, tarhi bhinnam karyam bhavati. So, there are different karyas based on what is the deleting word. If we delete through look, it is a different karya afterwards, after deletion. The karya of deletion is the same. But after that, what we do depends on which was given. Whether it was look, shlu or lup. Okay. So, Vriddhirechi. So, 6188. Okay. So, you can see there are two adhikaras here. The yellow one starts here. Ekah Purva Parayohu. And this is Samhitayam. So, Ekah Purva Parayohu Samhitayam. Iti Adhikaradvayam. So, what is the Anuvritti? It is 88. So, go back. There is 1 till 96, which is Aat. Aat iti anuvrattihi. So, there is nothing else till 86, I guess. Samhitayam is the adhikara. Iko yana chi. So, achi is there, but it is replaced by achi here. Okay. So, go back. So, adhikara is samhitayam. Saptami, ekaha purva parayoho. Purva parayoho shashti, ekaha iti prathama. Anuvrattihi, aat. Panchami vibhaktihi. So, padarthaha, at, ityukte, avarnat. Like Rama becomes Ramat, a becomes at. So, avarnat. Echi. So, ech, iti aoiau, iti pratyaharaha. Vriddhihi. Vriddhiradaich, iti samya. Akara, aikara, ukaranam, vriddhi samya. So, avarnat. Echi pare. Purva parayohu, एकः वृद्धिः आदेशः स्यात् संहितायाम् 5761 5 is at avarnat 7 is echi echi pare so when akara is followed by et purva parayohu eka vriddhihi so for both the purva and the para that is for both avarna and ekara eka it is a single adesha this is what we call the ekadesha where an adesha replaces the purva and the para so purva parayohu ekaha vriddhi adeshaha vriddhi is an adeshaha syat samhitayam so samhita is the adhikara it means in the presence of samhita okay so this we bring in later as I said depending on the meaning but generally 5761 okay so I think this examples are sufficient so there was one more question so this assumes anuvritti is always consecutive yes I mean when we specify anuvritti and say till here we assume that the anuvritti goes on in all but there are cases where an anuvritti might skip a sutra in between so we call it as manduka pruti where it skips a few sutras in between but that is not the usual case okay it is a rare case as I said with all these there are cases where a special factor has to be known through vyakhyana okay but generally anuvritti is consecutive So, any other questions? So, there is a question. When we are looking for anuvritti from previous sutras, we have to look till the extent of the pada or even beyond. Should we look just till the beginning of that pada or can it be from other padas? So, there are a few cases, very, very few cases where anuvritti is from, say, one pada goes on to the other pada. So very few cases there are but mostly it will be in the same pada okay mostly it is in the same pada 98% it is in the same pada okay so and say probably more than 60% it will be within 10 sutras from where you start okay so in few cases it goes a bit beyond but beyond that pada is very rare it is possible but very rare Any other question? So the question is there a similar krama to memorize dhatu patha? I mean, say Ashtadhyayi has a krama that is in sets of 20. Well, I don't know of any. I have not even tried to memorize the Dhatu Patha, so I don't know. I'll find out if there is any. But I think the Dhatu Patha is just memorized that way, as in Bhutattaya, Medhavruddhau, etc. I don't know. The thing is, I mean, most of the familiar Dhatus, if you keep using them, you will understand the Artha. I mean, the Artha will come naturally by repetition. But to memorize the Dhatu Patha itself, I don't know. I'll find out if there is a krama. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know people who have done it, so I'll see if they know anything. Okay. So for today's exercise, so Kramanugunam Sutra Artham Nirnita. Simple. You have to derive the meaning of the sutra according to the order. This is what we followed. So today, purposely, I have not given the sutra numbers. So find out the sutra numbers. Whether you do from the soft copy, you can search. Or if you have a hard copy, it will always have an index. So you can look in the index. You have to practice finding out sutras, okay, finding where a sutra is. So that is the purpose of not giving the sutra number. So find out the sutra number, padacheda, which is there, right there. So vibhakti nirnaya, which has the vibhaktis, what is the adhukara, what is the anuvritti, what is the padartha and what is the sutrartha. Okay. So, padartha, if you don't understand some, it is okay if you are not very familiar. But at least what is the meaning you derive? Okay. Say, vriddhi rechi, which we did just now. So, 6188, padacheda is vriddhihi echi, adhikara is samhitayam, ekah purva parayoho, anuvritti is at, padartha, what is at, is avaranat, ech is the pratyahara, vriddhi is a samya. सूत्रार्थ अवर्णादेचि परे पूर्वपरयोः एकः एका वृद्धिः सन्ते और एकः वृद्ध्यादेशः स्यात् संहितायाम् ओके सो देयर आर 10 सूत्रस व्हिच यू हैव टू वर्क आउट एनी अदर क्वेश्चंस Yes, Paul, do you have a question? You can ask them. I mean, if it will help the others, maybe you can ask. No.
Unmuted. Okay. Yeah, from question number 14 in the questions from the homework, we had haha as Shashti and Purvasya as Shashti. So, then I was having a hard time qualifying.
Haha
with Purvasya.
No, it is not haha. Does not disqualify. Not qualified by Purvasya.
Not qualified by Purvasya.
It is with the Savarnaha which is got as anuvritti. So Purvasya Savarnaha becomes Purva Savarnaha. Okay, so that is a rare case. We saw it in the Prauda Manorama. Where he says it as Ekadesha Anuvritti, only a part of the previous one says Parasavarnaha, but only a part of it which is Savarna will come. So, there are always special cases or special cases.
Okay. There are always special cases or special cases. Yeah, that solves it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Any other questions?
येनाक्षर समाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्